T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. As always, you can get this on the normal iTunes DA show feed or its own Permission Granted Podcast feed. Just search Permission Granted or PGP, and you'll find it all places that podcasts are available, including radio.com and iTunes. So Mraz joins me for Side A right now, and let's talk about our first ever episode, our first ever game show edition of Bada Binghamton, where we had Maggie Gray, who is a native Binghamtonian from upstate New York, and she was quizzing the one and only Jacob Wilkins, the voice of the Chicken Challenge and the Wienership, and now the Binghamton AA Rumble Ponies. She had some good questions. I fed her some others. She tested Jacob on it. How'd you feel like he did?
Well, a little better than I thought he would. I honestly thought he would get zero questions right.
Okay.
Because Jacob strikes me as somebody who finally gets his gig, so engulfed with baseball, not paying attention to anything Binghamton related. The fact that he can even name one river in Binghamton, I found a little surprising. He knew where he lived. I thought that was a little... Frankly, I thought he could have been living under a bridge.
He knew where he lived. He just gave us the town Endicott that he lived in just outside of Binghamton.
Yeah.
You found that to be a win.
I really did for Jacob, because as far as I was concerned, he could have been living, you know, in his car outside the locker. Who knows what they're paying him over in Binghamton?
So was it that he wasn't living out of his car, or was it that he knew the town that he lived in?
Well, both, because...
You had really low expectations.
I had a lot of very low expectations. I honestly... Can I be truthful about Jacob?
I would like you to be.
When he takes this job, I don't know what a double-A play-by-play job is. He has no family up there whatsoever. My assumption was maybe he's living out of a Motel 6 room that the team's stipending, and you know, you're just hoping that he's all right. But the fact that he mentions a town he's living in, he knows what route he has to take to get there, like some basic functions that you would expect him, I guess you would expect him to know, I really wasn't expecting.
But it's not like he's a complete dunce. He's seemingly a smart guy with a quirky personality and a good broadcaster. Why did you think that he would just be lost to the world?
Because that's a scary thing to go up to, you know, little old Binghamton when you're a kid like him. You know?
I think we're
by
seeing
himself?
You as a reflection in
this. I think we're seeing him as a reflection.
This is how scared you would be. Because you have your whole life just played in a very familiar sandbox.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll sign a hometown discount if that means, you know, I'm comfortable. That is a scary thing to do, especially on his own. It's not like he has a girlfriend, wife, or anybody up there. He's got him in his Chelsea boots. And he's just got to figure out how to get over the Susquehanna River. And even when you name the two disasters, he couldn't tell you what happened, but he had an idea of what would happen. Like, the fact that he would think flood and fire tells me he's really engulfed in the culture there to know that those kind of things can happen.
Well,
it wasn't a bridge collapse.
One of the questions was, name two of the turn-of-the-century catastrophes that hit downtown Binghamton. So we guessed one must be a flood, one must be a fire. I'm not so sure that's about knowing your local surroundings, more so just what would be catastrophes that might hit.
Well, when you asked that question, I turned to Bilotti, and my first two instincts were blimp crash, bridge collapse.
Like blimp crash.
Yeah, I was just trying to picture like something crazy that could happen in Binghamton. At no point did I think, oh, yeah, just a flood and a fire. So the fact that he was well-grounded enough to say these things are pretty likely, you know, the river could flood up, he already, like that, he living there, he had a better feel for that. If I'm not living there, he might have the same answers as me.
Hmm. Well, you really had very low expectations.
I did, but Jacob has also set us to have low expectations of late, has he not?
I don't know. I mean...
His no-hitter call stunk, and he blamed on an overmodulation getting knocked off the air.
But that's very early. That was like the sixth game he had called ever. So,
but look at these calls now we played today.
They're pretty good.
We're getting a wow. You know, somebody's father's in the crowd. We're
getting
a lot.
They're pretty good.
Jacob's finding himself. You know, I'm very happy for him. I'm proud of him. I'm pumped up for him. But again, low expectations, but he came through. He came through. He knew about the Speedy. A lot of his knowledge is based off the uniforms that Bingham the Rumble
That's
ponies
true, yes.
wear. But he's got a lot going on.
The Rumble ponies now have three different distinct identities. Once a month, the Rumble ponies. First of all, the Rumble ponies are called that because Binghamton is the carousel center of the world.
Carousel, as he was.
Carousel, yes, the carousel. Six antique carousels are in existence. I think they're all in Binghamton.
No, I think eight are in existence. Six of them are in Binghamton.
Okay. So they call themselves the Rumble Ponies full-time. Once a month, they're the Speedies.
Right.
In honor of the local food, which is marinated meat, marinated chunks of lamb.
Or chicken.
Or chicken on Italian bread.
So good.
And then once a month.
On What If Night, they were the Stud Muffins.
The Stud Muffins.
On What If Night.
Because that was the other potential name versus the Rumble Ponies that the fans voted on.
Right, exactly. And as you could hear all the big fans in the background of those calls. I mean, walk-off homers, that crowd is rocking
so
behind Jacob.
My question is, can we do another episode of Bada Binghamton, or is that a one-off deal?
Well,
does that work again?
Maybe not with Binghamton, but Bada insert town here. You know, let's say Shep gets moved to, Fort Wayne. Find somebody from Fort Wayne.
Okay.
And, you know, Bada Wayne. And I think, you know, anytime we see somebody moving to a new town, we give them a chance to get adjusted, and we bring somebody who is from that town. I think that gimmick works. I just don't know that the town of Binghamton, it works again. Plus, again, how many more questions can you come up with Binghamton? I mean, you guys dug deep.
Yeah.
We had somebody from Binghamton didn't even know some of the questions you had found on Binghamton.
Yes. And look, Maggie Gray is from Binghamton, and she didn't know half the questions
right.
I came up with. So that's a one-off. You can't do it with Binghamton again.
No, but Bada.
Bada insert. Erie? We could do Bada Erie.
Bada Erie is a great one. Have Katie Linendoll come in. Somebody's gotten a job in Erie.
Bada Harrisburg?
Bada Harrisburg, right. Bada this, Bada that.
Bada Tucson?
Bada Tucson, right. There will be other. We work in an industry. People are moving all over the place. There will be other.
Palmdale for Luis and Palmdale?
I like it. But see, and we have outreach all over.
All right, number two. Today you dropped quite a bomb. And not the type of bomb that you dropped on Ice Cube at the elevator.
I was immediately going to say you weren't in at 8:20 in the morning when I was in the back bathroom.
That you want to lose 100 pounds in honor of your daughter that is due in December.
Correct.
You want to lose 100 pounds by her first birthday.
Right. Right.
Now, you only weigh 250, right?
Yes. My wife's already texted me on this. She goes, you realize you probably can't lose 100 pounds. And I would say that. No, I could lose a hundo.
That means that you would probably be thinner than I am. I think I'm at 160 right now.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think you would be skinnier than me?
Maybe I don't have as much weight to lose as I thought I did.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, imagine what you would look like if you were thinner than I am.
A Q-tip with a big head?
I mean,
because you don't lose head weight, right? Like, my head is going to stay the size.
Your skull will stay the size. Your jowls and your cheeks.
Is that even healthy playing weight? Is 150 pounds healthy?
I don't know. That's pretty, like, Joe D might be 150. He's like 5'5", 5'6".
So what is realistic here? 80? Get me up to 170?
I think you should probably peg 185 as a healthy playing weight.
So it's another 15. So that's like 65 pounds? 65 pounds. Can I lose? But still, I feel like 65 pounds is so doable. I want to make this hard.
Is it doable?
You could lose 65 pounds. You might do that in a couple months.
It's taking you six and a half years to lose 40.
Right, but again, the problem is I'm dedicated for a little while. I have my spurts. I'm a streaky player, you know? And then I stabilize for a little bit, and then I'll dip down again. But, I mean, yeah, I want to be healthy.
Well,
if having a kid doesn't make you healthy, what would?
I totally agree. I love your attitude on this. I just don't know if it's realistic. Like, you are known as the Thictator. Would we be able to call you that anymore?
The artist formerly known as. Maybe I'll be like Prince. I'll just be a symbol.
What about the football foods of the week every single week?
Well, I'm still knowledgeable there. What does that mean?
But you're not eating them with us.
So what? I can make them. I'm well-versed. And by the way, that's only a year from now. Once I've lost that weight, well, now I'm stable again. Every once in a while, I can pick at a good snack and then just go back to having Cheerios and lettuce.
I don't think,
I mean, with your passion for pizza and burgers and wings and chocolate and desserts and ice cream, you were the one that scolded Joe D for never eating ice cream.
Well, I'm going to take my daughter eventually have an ice cream cone. That means I can't have an ice cream cone?
No, but you're not going to be able to eat the ice cream like you want to. You can't eat ice cream three times or four times a week like you
do. Yes, but I don't have to do that once a week. How about that?
You're good with ice cream once a week.
I should be good. That's the thing. I should be good with ice cream once a week. I should be good.
This seems unrealistic. I will say that.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and wave the pom-poms and go, believe in me. I want doubters. But you know what? There comes a point in time in life where you got to wake up and go, you could either, you know, live to 80 or live to 75. I'm going to choose those five more years now. I got a new purpose in life.
I think losing 100 pounds gains you 5 years.
I would think so. Otherwise, why would people lose weight?
I would think even more than that. It's 100 pounds.
Yeah, but that is a lot of damage already done.
That's true. Did you come to this conclusion yourself? You said the day after my party, so this is Sunday. Or did Danielle encourage you?
No, because she thinks I'm a lost cause anyway with this. No, kidding myself. I'm just going to say it out there. I see a lot of heavy kids on Facebook. It's a heavy America. And I look at me, and my parents aren't heavy. So I don't necessarily think it's a genetic thing.
I agree.
So I want to put myself in a position where the easiest way for my child to eat healthy would be if I'm eating healthy. Because if I'm, you know, rushing around making sure I hit T-Bell three times a week, well, guess what? My kid's going to turn into a quesarito, and I don't want that. So look, this has to be a way. If not now, then never. But I am worried about if somebody brought up the pregnancy weight. That can be a problem. Because if Danielle starts with these cravings and I'm making runs, you think I'm not putting a McChicken in my pocket? Because that's the willpower comes into play. There's a lot wrong. A lot could go wrong. But I got to just push through.
Well, I wish you all the best. I really think this is a very noble cause. I think it's a great awareness to have because you're right. You know, fat kids usually come from fat parents.
Right. And I talk a lot of smack behind people's back. I can't have that happen to me.
It's true. You trash other parents' fat kids.
Trash them. So if I have the fat kid, how do I look at anybody in the mirror again?
So you're scared of people talking behind your back about your fat kids.
Right. So my kids, I don't care. Gymnastics, softball, lacrosse, you do everything you got to do. Put a basketball hoop in front. Getting out there. You're running around.
Final question. Who was your most exciting guest to see at the birthday A40?
Oh, exciting guest.
Who were you most excited to see?
Well, it's always your father.
Papa Mendo.
He's always, because no matter what, he doesn't have to say a word. I look at him out of the corner of my eye and I start laughing immediately. Because he's just one of those people I see and he makes me laugh. He's unintentionally funny when he talks to me. And I like the look he's going with now. He's big into like an unbuttoned shirt over a T-shirt. Yeah, it's kind of like a little Marco Belletti-like.
Yeah.
He's got the facial hair going now.
He's always had a mustache my entire life.
But like there's something about it now where it's almost like he's hipper. You know, he looks less dad and more hip to me.
I don't know if an unbuttoned button down over a T-shirt's that hip.
It's a little sloppy, but it's also kind of like that's in. So even if he's not intentionally being in, like we see the kids walking the streets look like that. Like you could have put a skateboard under Larry Amendo there and it would have fit. Like, you've been like, oh, that guy's dude. He's a dude. So, yeah, I would say it has to be your father.
So
he grows my ego because anytime I talk to him, he's like, you're funny, you're this, you're that.
Yeah.
Nobody pats me on the back more than your father.
Yeah, no, he's a big Mraz fan. So is he funny unintentionally or is he's funny because he's trying to be funny?
I bet you there's a little bit of both. Like, his actual jokes make me laugh, and then even when he's talking about anything, I'm laughing. Like, I can't, like, if your dad tried to have a heart-to-heart with me on something, I don't think I would be able to look him straight. I'd just be laughing the whole time. But he 100% was the person I was most excited to see.
Papa Mendo.
Put a skateboard under him. I'm telling you, he's got a lot going on. He's no longer just the dad who waits the last second for Christmas. He's in. He's hip.
That's side A. Coming up, side B, you've got Hemsky in Tucson as the PG Profiles continues with D'Alien.
These PG Profiles, I think the season's going to run longer than the NFL at this point. Keep them coming. Hemsky in Tucson's up.
All right. Love Hemsky in Tucson. This guy is he's awesome. He rocks his DA show T-shirt everywhere that he goes, sends his cool pictures wherever he is, likes beer, likes food. He's a regular dude like us.
And loves hockey in Arizona. How about that?
There you go.
We'll get into those origins.
Side B coming up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome into Side B of the PGP, another permission granted profile. Boy, are these taking off now. Again, Jacob Wilkins, a Hurricane Jen even, a Lewis and Palmdale, a Dixie Landan, the list goes on and on and on, a Kenny Brock, and now another D'Alien, another listener of ours, who frankly on Monday when I stepped up and said I was still searching for what I was going to do this week, stepped right up and raised his hand on Twitter with a GIF, and that would be the great Hemsky in Tucson. Hemsky, hello, good morning, happy permission granted profile.
Hey, good morning, man. It's great to be on. I'm kind of honored to actually be on here. This is awesome.
Well, it's awesome that all of you listeners have stepped up as we try to get a little background, a little history. So, right off the bat, you're from Tucson. Did you grow up there, live there, and how'd you start listening to the DA show out there?
Okay, so I'm originally from Minnesota, kind of a transplant to California, and then we moved to Tucson in '99. So I've been over here quite a while. But started listening to the DA show actually when I started my new job here delivering coffee out in Tucson. So that was August of 2017.
So, okay, so
you know, it just flipped on the radio, and I've always, you know, it's kind of a when DA talks about, like, you know, Jim Rome and all that. That's kind of who I started listening to sport talk back in the day. Like Arnie Spanier, Jim Rome, stuff like that back in California. And then it just kind of transferred to over here, too. So,
well, that was pretty good timing on your job situation, because that was right when we had switched to mornings. Was right around, I think April or May of 2017. So you've been pretty much with us since the switch to morning show. Why? So had you even been aware of the DA show, or was one of those things you just flipped on the radio in Tucson one morning and was like, I kind of like this?
No, it was just one of those things, you know, I flipped on, and it was, you know, just like DA says, he's got that different, you know, vibe. And I kind of connected with the show because of, you know, like social media, and just I felt like a response. I felt like a rapport between him and the listeners. Feels like on your guys' show that the listeners have like a little bit more input, a little bit more of a voice, and a little bit more feedback, which was kind of, I was like, dang, you know, especially for a nationally syndicated radio show, it was kind of refreshing, so it was nice.
Hemsky in Tucson joins us. All right, so you're in Minnesota for how many years of your life? What year did you leave Minnesota?
Well, I was born in 83, and, you know, left in about 91, so, you know, of course, that's one of the reasons for my big hockey background.
Right.
I know you're Don Cherry a la mode, but, I mean, back in the day, it was... It was going to the North Stars games with my dad. I mean, that's before the Stars moved to Dallas. So that kind of got me in my hockey background. I mean, my dad played high school hockey, which in Minnesota is it's like a second religion. So, I mean, it's just always been in my blood. I mean, I think that's been my first love. That, and, you know, just pretty much there's a few sports like basketball, of course, like English football and stuff like that. But yeah, hockey is really, I mean, it's always been in my blood. I mean, no matter where I'm at, it's you know, it's a great sport. I think it's underappreciated nationally.
For sure it is.
But yeah, it's unbelievable. It's such a great sport. It's an easy game to understand rules-wise, the basic rules. But I think, I don't know, it's something that just doesn't get enough run, as far as I'm concerned.
I would agree with you. Now, it's interesting because you just said you grew up going to North Star games. Obviously, Minnesota North Stars leave. And if anybody sees you pop up on Twitter, which you often do with DA and myself, you're all decked out in the oil. You're all in on the Edmonton Oilers. So how does somebody go from Minnesota to California to, obviously, Tucson, end up an Edmonton Oiler fan? Is that just from the dynasty growing up?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing a lot of people ask me. They were like, well, how did you become an Edmonton Oilers fan? And I was like, well, you know, you have to understand kind of the time frame, you know, being born in 1983 and then kind of remembering your childhood. That's when, you know, Gretzky, Messier, Curry, Glenn Anderson, Grant Fear, you know, that's when they were having their run. So it's just like I kind of became a fan of them. We went out to the, you know, the old Met Center there and where now – where you guys were at a couple years ago for the Super Bowl, the Mall of America. That's where the old Met Center used to be.
We know that all too well now.
Yeah.
We're just there for the final four as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great area. I mean, I have so many aunts and uncles back there, a lot of family back there. I mean, it'll always be like home. But, I don't miss the winters. I hear you guys talking about it sometimes, about the cold and the wind, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going back. So, but that's kind of the backstory on, you know, the Edmonton Oilers just following Gretzky, following just that entire team. And, you know, I mean, for me, it's like you get a lot of people, they just want to hop on a bandwagon of a team, or they switch teams. I've never understood that, so... There was a lot of bad years there in the late 90s and even into the early 2000s before they acquired some free agents and made that cup run in 2006. So,
boy, I got to tell you, I can't imagine there's a lot of Oilers fans walking around Tucson, Arizona. That's true. Yeah, I can't imagine you got a lot of buddies you can get together. Yep, but big Oiler game tonight. We're playing the playing the Ducks. So as far as the DA show goes with you, what's your favorite drop on the DA show? I always like hearing that. We heard that a lot in Boise. Like when something gets played, what makes you laugh so, you know, out loud in your car as you're delivering the coffee?
Probably the favorite drop. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche, but like the little wet, little drippy. I mean, that's like...
Oh, look, it's like, a Hall of Famer.
It's like a classic. I mean, there's just so many. That's why, I mean, with, you know, like the Jim Rome show with his drops, and then you get... I mean, it's just like... My wife gets annoyed because I speak a lot in show drops. Like, you guys had that drop with Kristen Cavallari from Jay Cutler's wife. And I think I even got her saying that one now. Like, what do you do, like, all day?
All day. Very moist.
And she's like, where did you get this? So I played it for her, and she's like, this is unbelievable. So, I mean, she's... She doesn't watch that kind of TV, but, you know, it's just fun, I mean, to bring it home. Kaplan sent me that YouTube clip because I listen to the show on radio.com, so a lot of times I don't get to, you know, do the watch DA thing because I'm working and such.
I love that that's a thing, the watch DA thing, whatever that web stream thing is you guys do.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys have it, but it's just like when I'm working, I can't, you know, I'm driving, you know.
Of course.
I'm,
no, you want to be safe.
And stuff. So I'm listening online, and I know, but I had Kaplan sent me that YouTube clip of when I shot DA that birthday card. So I was playing that for the kids because my son, he was just with my wife visiting some friends up in Oregon, and my wife is like, she puts him on the phone. She's like, listen to what your son is saying. And he's like, I'm a man. I'm 40. He just kept, like, saying it. And she's like, this is what you've trained your son to say. So, I mean, it's just – but it all ties in, man. I mean, they know, obviously, you know, I got the DA T-shirt. And, I mean, they know I listen to your show. The whole family does. So, they, you know, they've grown to expect it, let's just say.
That's awesome. And you're all in. You got the T-shirt on in Vegas. But before we let you go, Amski.
Yeah.
We got one major question to ask you. Are you an antifreeze or are you a Hugie?
You know, it kind of tears me apart a little bit because, I mean, I kind of see both, you know, it's just
there's no teeter in the line with this on the show.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think he brings like a certain, you know, singing quality to the show, but then I hear your perspective on it where, you know, he's been late. He hasn't been reliable. And see, for me, I mean, like when I come to work, it's like I'm usually always early. So it's just like if especially on a net, I mean, I've never been in the radio business, but I know like if you're not reliable, I've heard you guys talk about guests that, you know, come late or they're not reliable. It kind of makes you wonder like what his true motivation is or his true like drive in life or... You know, so, I mean, I see both ends of it. I mean, I see Damon's part where he's like, he brings such a singing quality and a good thing when he's on, when he's there. But then it's like, if you're not reliable, it's just like, I'm not sure how you can, you know, sustain that, you know, being on the show all the time. So
you still haven't answered the question. Are you an antifreeze or are you a Hughie?
I'd have to say anti then, because you know, if he's not reliable, then, you know, I'm sorry. It's just like you can't, if you can't be reliable, then I'm sorry.
See, there we go. We're just trying to grow this foundation. All right, Hemsky,
that was a roundabout answer.
Give your Twitter handle for all the D-Aliens to follow you. Stick together and network. What's your Twitter handle?
It's Oilers Fan, and then I had to use two N's and 83. So that's the
check out Hemsky. Obviously, you know, big Oilers country out in Arizona. Obviously.
So oh yeah. I'll tell you what Phoenix is though. Every time the Oilers come down to Gila River Arena, there's quite a following down there.
Yeah, because everybody in Edmonton is tired of it being 13 below, and they know that's a great road trip to hit.
Exactly.
Hemsky, thanks for being a loyal listener. Thanks for joining us on a Permission Granted Profile. Keep repping the gear. Keep listening. We appreciate your fandom.
Will do. Thank you for your time, Sean. Appreciate it.
So there you have it. Another Permission Granted Profile. This with the great Hemsky in Tucson. Boy, you listeners are awesome. It's been great. I mean, think about this. You have Hurricane Jen and the Roosters, the Chickens, the country music singing up in Albany, New York. You got Dixieland Dan down in Mississippi. He's 4 hours away from getting to the nearest professional sporting event he can. And now you got Hemsky out in Tucson, Arizona, where he's an Edmonton Oiler fan, and he grew up in Minnesota, ended up in California. Now he's a wife and kid, you know, driving a coffee truck down there in Arizona. This just shows you, and really what the Permission Granted Profile has done with taking some of the listeners here, how far and outreaching. So if you're out there listening to this Permission Granted podcast, if you're listening to the DA show in whatever part of the country or Canada, wherever you may be, I mean, Lewis in Palmdale, California, think about this. You're listening to this stuff every day with somebody from a completely different part of this country, different part of this continent, and you're asking me, you know, figure out continents. You know, my geography's all off. Truly amazing the outreach this show has. And I'm being able to do these Permission Granted Profiles with so many people from different corners and different weeks of life really is eye-opening and truly unbelievable how much, you know, we do Target Demo Friday. The Target Demo's everyone. Everyone. It's just incredible. So thanks to Hemsky and Tucson. Thank you all to listening to another Permission Granted podcast, the Permission Granted Profile. Have a great weekend, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.